This is RBN.
I hope we're coming in today, are we? I can hear the music still running very hard. Wow. Very loud. I'm hearing my music full blast. Well, nearly full blast. Oh, sorry. I know what's wrong here. Hold on. I've got reel to play around. Okay, are we ready to go? Okay, I was just talking to the board up there. We were mixing sound systems here. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we are here today on this Saturday, 29th of September, 2018. Second last day of the month. I can't believe it. My favorite month of the year, September, and it is autumn here now. Very sunny, but very cold. And we are definitely, I'm betting on, putting on a bet on Monday. On a very hard winter, but I've got very good backup information. But anyway, just watching the scene this week, it is, sorry, I gave the date, I haven't marked the program, but it is shocking this week watching, I was saying to Ken, the board up, a new low. I've seen low politics. I've been in every aspect of politics over the year, in parties, in political parties in Ireland, in UKIP in Britain, and in the Reform Party in Canada. And God forgive me, the Democratic Party in Denver, when Ben Nighthorse Campbell was running as a candidate. He was a Native American guy, that's why I supported him. But a new low was reached this week in terms of low-life, disgusting lies and sewage, the sewage of politics. Never been so low. It's going on all the time on CNN. But I don't know how they have a broadcast license, because they don't cover anything, only hatred and vile, despicable carry-on. But Kavanaugh, I'm not particularly pro this guy. Kavanaugh could have got a better guy, but nobody deserves to get what he got. And this creature was Ford, Professor Ford. she looks really spooked. If anybody was on SSRIs, that has to be her. But she can't remember how she got to that party 32 years ago. She doesn't know why she never told anybody about it. She can't remember who brought her home. And the three people she said were going to verify her there said no, they weren't there to verify her. And this has been set up as a bleeding heart victimhood. But there's a great guy who appears on radio, on TV and video, Jordan Peterson. He is a psychologist, and he's one of the best in the world. And he's regularly interviewed on the BBC, and nearly all the female interviewers on the BBC are rampant, almost semi-violent feminists and pro-Remainers. And they're vile creatures like Laura Koonsberg, Emily Maitlis and co. And there's another creature, we were watching British television, Channel 4. And it's Cathy Newman. And Peterson absolutely destroyed her on an interview. And there's a thing I am doing, that I have guests lined up, they're British guests come on this program about relevant subjects, but they're having to come on at my time here, which is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Sunday morning, so they can't make it certain Sunday. So I'm facilitating them. They're coming up soon, but I hope to have Paul Weston on. He's an outstanding speaker, and blows lies out of the water on a tremendous scale. But anyway, that is in the future. But and just to add into Alan Whitney's done a very good program there just before me, and she interviewed a tremendous guest, an ex-veteran guy, and boy, does he speak from the heart, the way he was treated by the VA Association. The rule being, keep the hell away from the VA and get your family and friends to help you in self-help groups, which are very, very good organizations around the world. But of a sad news, I'll tell Val Whitney on the phone call later on. Dr. Peter Gotchi, who I equally admire, an outstanding guy who wrote the whistleblower book, Deadly Medicine and Organized Crime, which is the basis of several programs that I did. He has been removed from the Cochrane collaboration by infiltrated pharma people, which is shocking. And these pharma are, I will pay people to infiltrate voluntary organizations and destroy them. And I'm trying to warn an organization down in Wales of that. Hope to go down and see them soon. We're a very good self-help group as regards depression and mental illness. And they are, this is satanic evil. I mean, we just repeat myself again and again and again. We are living under multi-layered criminal syndicates at every area of my of our lives. I have it down to 27. I'm trying to reduce it, but I cannot get the list below 27 areas. And we've dealt with them on this program many, many, many times. But just to cover the Kavanaugh thing briefly, new dangerous logic of the left. No evidence needed to destroy the lives of conservatives, because the conservatives just attack, attack, attack. They'll be going around with Uzi submachine guns soon. Accusations are now proof. That's the way it's going. That is the way it's going. But that other creature who I've got is a scumming paper, but for some reason he had a change of heart this week. Lindsey Graham actually ended up being the best speaker of his defense. Now, that's a day and a half for that to happen, isn't it? But they're saying here, J.D. Hayes writing in a good article, he's a good viewer of these things, and he's saying, watching Democratic members of the Senate Judiciary Committee grill Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh during a special session on Thursday was a disgraceful display of dishonesty and political theater, the theater that no doubt left millions of Americans and Europeans and worldwide disgusted what they were witnessing. When and the BBC were reporting on this, on little aspects of it, just fact, X, Y, X person said this, Y person said this, the content they didn't report on. Disgusting. When Democrats weren't pressing every word, parsing every word and syllable contained in one of Kavanaugh's high school yearbooks for any hint of evidence he has been a lifetime sexual predator, they were dismantling a key tenet of American government, the Senate's constitutional role to provide advice and consent for every presidential nominee to the judicial bench. I mean, this is the Senate committee's title is it's a Senate Judicial Committee. As such, behaving like this, I mean, how low can they drag the system down? And how about Bill Clinton's life, which everybody knows about, which is a disgusting life of abuse of women, gross abuse, and including his wife's abuse of women as well. But their near constant insistence that he subject himself to an FBI investigation was both nonsensical and inappropriate. For there he sat before them, ready, willing, and able to answer any questions they put to him. Well, he's had five or six FBI investigations when he was being approved for other jobs down the years. So that just does not count. That, of course, was supposed to be, and he was cleared on every one of them. That, of course, was supposed to be the reason why this second hearing occurred in the first place. That to hear testimony from the first accuser, Christine Blasey Ford. Well, there's some information about her, and I'll just reach over to my diary and get it. This one, Christine Blasey Ford, was her family are ex-CIA, and one of the she works for a pharmaceutical company that makes RU486, which is the morning after abortion drug, an abortifacient, as it's known here as. And is that anything? Because they're naming these Democrats are naming Kavanaugh somebody who might change Roe versus Wade if it came up for debate again. So who do they pick to attack him? A person working for an abortion drug company who make RU486. I believe that's the top drug in America for that. And she, her family are CIA. So that's who she is. But they've picked a spooky witness anyway. She's a spooky looking woman. She looks like Theresa May in many aspects. But they're saying this article just to continue, but then Democrats were really there for, weren't really there for the truth. As one of them, Senator Kristen Gillibrand of New York made clear the day before the hearing, Democrats' minds were closed from the outset, having already decided that they believed the accuser without any evidence to support her claims. Whatever he says tomorrow, it will not change my view. And I've already read Dr. Blasey Ford's testimony, and I believe her, said Gillibrand. Got that? Ford, a woman, says she was nearly raped by Kavanaugh. So that's that. Evidence, nearly raped, or wasn't. Evidence not needed, just accusations against Trump, a Trump nominee. Gillibrand, this creature, and every Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee aren't the only ones tossing aside a fundamental pillar of American jurisprudence, the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. A guy called himself a lawyer is saying the same thing. I was just going to say that. What kind of chairmanship of these committees is going on? 90% of all this evidence should be thrown out immediately, and the people who put this appalling evidence should be thrown out as well. But porn star attorney Michael Avenatti, who is representing another Kavanaugh accuser, Julie Swetnick, with the story so thin and the background so checkered, not even the New York Times and other establishment media believed her, claimed as well that the evidence is not needed with Kavanaugh, with Kavanaugh's hearing. But anyway, the story goes on and on and on. But watching it, I couldn't but avoid watching it. It was all over YouTube and this, that, and the other. It was some of the worst I've ever seen. I've been watching politics since 1977. Absolutely obscene lies. But the system has degraded beyond belief by all the parties in Washington, absolutely all of them. But it's ironic that Lindsey Graham made the best speech, who has been a vile creature, a fellow traveller of John McCain. Just shocking. And a similar article here, J.G. Hayes goes on to a second aspect of this. Angry militant leftists called for confronting Republican lawmakers in their own homes. A dog whistle for left-wing kill teams. That's really what it is. These Antifa want to do that. They've actually stated that. And they're still moving around, haven't been arrested. Considering SWAT teams have removed young girls selling lemonade on lemonade stands during the holidays. I mean, this is the martial law of the United States here in. And it says, in an age of POTUS, Donald Trump, in the age of POTUS, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, the left has become perpetually triggered, finding new and often interesting ways to project their anger onto whatever political, social, and cultural event is currently taking place. This week, of course, the left trigger was the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing involving testimony from Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. The former has accused the latter without corroborating evidence or witnesses of sexually assaulting and groping her 35 years ago at a student booze-up party. I mean, what else goes on at a party, even either he did or he didn't, at a student thing? Considering most of the videos that you crop up on YouTube of students, is they look like half like orgies most of the time. But for the judge's part, he not only denied the incident ever took place, he denied ever knowing Blasey Ford back in the day, having only become intimately familiar with her and her allegations after Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, California, or someone associated with her, lawyer she hooked up with, leaked her charges to the willing mainstream media. Was now established that Feinstein's clerks and workers and lawyers drafted that letter, and it's an analysis of it was done by statement analysis, which, you believe it or not, Mike Adams is trained in that subject. There's an outstanding guy in America called Peter Hyatt. He has analyzed the statements to do with the Madeleine McCann murder here, and he came up with 95% accurate evidence. Outstanding. And that's the standard they work to. But Mike Adams is saying that there's 14 total inconsistencies in that letter. That just, and the phraseology used is not her phraseology. Listening to her previous letters and talks, it's someone else wrote the letter, established. But truth doesn't matter to the perpetually angry, virtue-seeking left. Long before Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley, I was wondering who that committee was chaired by, Republican Iowa, well, he did a crap job, that's for sure, bent over backwards trying to accommodate Ford so the committee could hear her side of things. Democrats and their supporters had already proclaimed Kavanaugh guilty, despite his squeaky clean multi-decade record of interacting with women professionally and romantically, without so much as an allegation he tried to hold a girl's hand without her permission. But also, 50% of all his staff over the years have been women, and not one of them has complained about him. So considering what goes on in politics, people I know in the European Parliament and the House of Commons and all the rest of it said that a lot of these places are just quasi clubhouse brothels. Their assistant and researchers are usually their girlfriend, whether they're married or not, or lover, So it's rampant in the European Parliament. The anger really mounted after the committee met on Friday, and in an expected 11-10 straight party line vote, passed Kavanaugh's nomination to the Senate, where a full confirmation vote is expected sometime next week. Okay. But he goes on a lot of other detail about the hearing. But it was everybody knows it was disgraceful. But and the other same lefty, loony, liberal left, I'm compiling a file of all the things I've read out over the weeks of the loony professors in left-wing universities and these teachers of all age groups of children. The insane, that one that RBN highlighted, John Stafford, there recently, where that teacher had to resign from a post. She was fired for giving a student zero for not turning in his work. He didn't turn in any work for a deadline on an exam, for a piece of homework, and the mark there is zero. But she was meant to give him 50% in this liberal lefty school. And it's very sad, the letter she wrote to the children when she left, for fired for telling the truth. But and in the same vein of this, two more brief stories on this thing of left-wing teachers, etc. Every woman has the right to be believed, except those raped by Bill Clinton, beaten by Keith Ellison, groped by Cory Booker, and killed by Ted Kennedy. Yeah, Mary Jo Kopechne. Yeah, et cetera, and the Kennedy orgies at Kennebunkport. Everybody knows about them. I can come. It's an article by John Velsic. Okay. Said, I can come to no other conclusion that Judge Kavanaugh has been railroaded. Deborah Katz, the lawyer for the accuser and a vice chair of the Project on Government Oversight, a Soros-funded entity, is doing nothing more than to run out the clock on the judge's nomination. It all started back at a meeting with Senator Feinstein in July with the agenda of using the false allegation for the mortal impact. Although having the letter from the accuser, Feinstein neither discussed with the judge nor was it brought up during the days and days of the hearings, which the Democrats turned into a caucus. Now these same buffoons are pushing the allegation with no substance. It says, I am not an attorney, this guy writes, this says, but even I know that the who, when, and where, and why of the allegation need to be known for the allegation to have any substance. Even the original letter, which was requested by Chairman Grassley, has not been given to the committee. Well, Mike Adams has a copy of it. It's published now. Feinstein refuses to give an unredacted copy to anybody other than her caucus. She claims it to protect the anonymity of the victim. Well, the victim here is Kavanaugh. We know who the victim is now after being leaked by Feinstein or another Democrat who has the actual unredacted letter. But it goes on and on and on. I'm probably giving this too much time. But at every level of examining this incident, circus, you could say it, or public lynching, it just degrades the American Senate, the American Congress, and American politicians down to the lowest ebb That's for sure. But anyway, we're going to the first break today. We should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back in for the first break today. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're trawling through stories today about the left and their despicable display. If anybody has any doubt in America about the left, they had it displayed this last week or two at the American Congress and Senate. What more do they need to see what they're made of? But left-wing public school textbooks whitewash communist spies in shocking rewriting of history to fit progressive anti-American narratives. Okay, and Ethan Huff writing this article for National News, and they're saying here when what actually happened in the past fails to live up to the fantasy reality envisioned by leftists, they simply rewrite history. They do that all the time. The Guardian of Britain, which is the left-wing, lefty newspaper with the Independent, they deny the facts when it suits them. It's regular carry-on. And so this is what's happening right now with American public schools curriculum, which is being completely rewritten to reflect what leftists wished was true about the world. I was writing about that story, I'll probably come to it here, that a fortunate teacher that was fired in Florida for giving a zero mark to a student who didn't turn in their homework, which was correct. And it is so sad. She wrote wishing the children well, but she did tell them why she was being fired. But there's several popular United States history books warns Daniel Oliver, chairman of the Board of Education and Research Institute, are full of gross inaccuracies that paint American patriots as the bad guys and communist infiltrators as the good guys. These include Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States, An American Pageant, and another title, The American Pageant by Thomas Bailey, Kennedy and Cohen. Almost every other page of these two textbooks, stated Oliver during the recent interview with Town Hall, is jam-packed with liberal bias. One example, and one most favored by Oliver, is proving this point, is, however, the American Pageant, just the title of the school book, describes the communist spy Alger Hiss instead of explaining to students that Hiss was illicitly handing over American secrets to the Soviet Union, or the fact that Hiss was convicted, H-I-S-S, that's how they spell his name, was convicted of perjury in 1948. They need to revise the perjury laws in America today. This revisionist textbook instead claims that Hiss was some kind of victim who was accused of embarrassing falsehood by former President Richard Nixon, who described as a red hunter. Well, McCarthyism is back again today. just reading something here. Yep. I'm trying to remind myself of a relevant example of this. I'll come back in a minute. But again, the school system is communist, totally, utterly. The left is now communist, using fascism to chase down their enemy and just denying the facts when it suits them. It's unbelievable. It's right over TV in America, and I'm afraid the BBC is becoming the same. He was a communist, this guy, and Oliver says Oliver about his, but the left decided to take the position that he was not, I see. And it said Nazi influence post-World War II resulted in sweeping revisionist history being injected into American textbooks. Or other misrepresentations of histories include the textbook's categorization of Franklin Delano Roosevelt as a master politician who was suave and conciliatory. No mention is made of how Roosevelt was another corrupt Democrat who often tried to initiate and use government subsidies to win targeted voting groups, which ran up a national debt to record amounts, says Oliver, or the fact that Roosevelt had trouble telling the truth. Perhaps most disturbing is the source of much of this misfortune from former Nazis from Germany. A shocking amount of left-wing bias found in these and other public school history books can be traced back to the progressive scholars from Germany who, following the end of World War II, slither their way into the U.S. and infuse their corrupt ideologies into the American educational system. The tactic, says Oliver, is a highly effective way of brainwashing students into staunchly anti-American mindset, thus changing our nation's future. Well, this is where this white privilege guilt thing is coming from. Absolutely shocking. And taking down statues, which is denying the truth, denying history, and denying the facts, which is absolute proof of what the left are about. Since many parents are too busy to pore through every detail of what's being taught to their children in public school, well, that's an exaggeration. It's very simple to peruse through stuff, even if you haven't much education. You can see the tone of it, what's it about. The Education and Research Institute has created an online module entitled The American History Book Project that contains critiques of various information found in popular history books, etc., etc. Okay. And as I said, for an accurate look at real history, read William J. Bennett's two-volume history book, The Last Best Hope. Okay. But just mentioning again that poisonous education going on common core being at the very heart of it. But okay, here the music, we're at the bottom of the hour, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back in, I think. Right. And just a two follow-up articles on the last one. Breaking. Louisiana Attorney General calls for the dismantling of Google and Facebook to protect America. Well, he's not the only one. But I'm glad people are waking up to what I've been saying from the first day I saw Facebook. I could recognize it for what it was. I've never been on it. I never will be. It has nothing to do with YouTube. I do look at YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or Google are not on my computer. And although it's hard to get rid of Google completely, they're buried in so many aspects of things that does pop up. And their algorithms, you can never get them completely off your computer. But Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry is set to call upon AG, I don't think that's acting Attorney General Jeff Sessions to break up the big tech monopoly. Will Silicon Valley stronghold on the internet finally come to an end? That's some wish. If Attorney General Landry has anything, has any say, it seems like that may just be the case. In a recent interview with News Radio 710 Keel in Shreveport, whatever that is, Landry commented, "My opinion is you are not going to fix this legislatively. You are going to have to fix this like we always fix monopolies in the country. You are going to have to take an antitrust suit." Well, it'll take a sledgehammer to them. Like the BBC's stranglehold on broadcasting and radio and TV has to be broken up. I think it's an antitrust issue, he said. I think the companies are too big and they need to be broken up. And he's quoting the bleeding obvious. I hope he can has a few more brain cells to say a bit more than that. Multiple legislators and other government officials have expressed similar concerns. Senator John Kennedy, a Republican, LA, reportedly agrees with Landry, stating, "I agree with that the Department of Justice should look at this issue. I'm a free market private sector." Well, we have crushing monopolies, which Donald Trump, as I say again, does not seem to get into his head how damaging they are. But I think he's beginning to see how destructive Google is, and then he should move on to Amazon and break up Amazon, which is a vile organization. But said, will the Trump administration take on big tech? Well, first of all, he has to get rid of Sessions and some of the appalling appointments he's made. President Trump has been lambasting companies like Google and Facebook for their egregious and overbearing attacks on freedom of speech, particularly their censorship of conservatives. In August, the president stated, "I think that Google and Twitter and Facebook that they are really trading on very, very troubled territory and that they have to be careful. And it's not fair to large portions of the population." That's just about a statement against him. I mean, he's under restriction, Trump, definitely. In another statement, Trump accused big tech of silencing billions of people. With respect to Google and Twitter or Facebook, there is a big difference. And in fact, I hear that they are holding hearings in Congress over the next couple of weeks. I think that is, who's he quoting here? Trump. I think it's a very serious problem because they are really trying to silence a very large part of the country. It sounds like the convoluted language that Trump speaks, even though he does have Asperger's syndrome. He starts off on a well-rehearsed sentence and then he finishes with a five-year-old child's sum up, like somebody sent him a beautiful letter or something. But he has lots of problems. But big tech means big censorship. And this article goes on and on to say what we already know about these two organizations that are just totally destructive monopolies. But there's a second one here covering the same ground. Vicky Batts covering the same area about the perversion of information on Google. But another thing, following up on Al Whitney's very good program tonight, prior to me on SSRIs and ADHD. I've known this for years and years and years. It does not exist. Attention deficit hyperactive disorder does not exist. And a lot of genuine doctors have stood up and said that, putting their careers at stake. It's due to children being bad discipline and eating high chemical laced food that makes them hyperactive. And once those two things are corrected, they recover completely and they do not need Ritalin to repair them. In fact, Ritalin makes them addicted to pharmaceutical treatments for the rest of their lives. But S.D. Wells is writing this article and he's saying ADHD and ADD are fake disorders stemming from bad schooling practices, HFCS and artificial food coloring. Okay, well, hopefully he'll explain that in the article. And I think he does go on to say that attention deficit disorders are defined as brain disorders marked by ongoing patterns of inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity to an extent that it interferes with development and functioning. Symptoms include wandering off tasks, difficulty sustaining focus, disorientation, defiance, constant movement, fidgeting, tapping, talking, and the inability to delay immediate gratification. Well, most children carry it. That's part of growing up. They do that. But it goes to extremes with children who, again, are being fed chemicals and GMO foods and the rest of it. It's the biggest single part of it. So it sounds like every adult who's jacked up on coffee, which stuck sitting on a hard chair whilst stuck on a hard chair at some boring work meeting while playing on their smart devices. Yeah, certainly adults behave like that as well. Today, elementary and secondary school curriculum and testing is still based on memorizing rotifacts, which are mostly inaccurate. Filling in the blanks, taking multiple choice questions and tests, and raising hands to answer questions posed by the teachers. Meanwhile, most school breakfasts and lunches, including what most kids bring from home, are chock full of processed foods that contain high fructose corn syrup, artificial coloring, artificial flavoring, concentrated salts, pesticides, and fluoride, thanks to the water fountains. Children and teens are consuming the Pop-Tarts, sugar-laden cereals, soda, energy drinks, without the detrimental behavior effects, without knowing the detrimental behavior effects. Plus, kids eat candy throughout the day, and some coming from a home, and the rest from teachers who use genetically modified treats as rewards. I mean, his children can't escape being attacked. It's shocking, but he's right to highlight this article. And said, what year did Christopher Columbus arrive in America? He's posing a question here, obviously. What year did Christopher Columbus arrive in America, and what are the long division steps between dividing 2,137 by 389? Exactly, who cares? First off, let's address what kids are learning in school these days and how most of the curriculum is cannon fodder, including outdated skills and strategies that don't even apply to the real world in any form at all. Unless you're appearing on the Jeopardy game show, trivia doesn't matter at all. As for long division, nobody needs to know that dead dinosaur at all. We have computers, smart devices, and even watches and calculators, but children should know how to count. But in Britain, there, most people coming out of university have to go back and do literacy courses and mathematics because they're so badly educated. Most of us don't engage in learning unless they're engaged in collaboration, creativity, communication, critical thinking, and citizenship. The five C's of the 21st century learning. Okay. And he's using a phrase here, rote memory learning drives any human being crazy. ROT. Children are brilliant, and no curriculum in the world that's based on ROT, rote memorization, boring worksheets, and taking multiple choice tests will ever keep them quiet, still, and paying attention for more than a couple of minutes. Students want to know the answers to their questions, like what does this have to do with the real world, and how does this help us get smarter anyway? But he's quoting further statistics further down. 15 million pounds of artificial dyes are put in US foods, drinks, and candy and medicine every year. That's pound weight. And said every single symptom of ADHD and ADD is a symptom of poorly planned educational system, lack of real-world connections, and bad diet. Horrendous diet, that's for sure. But that ADHD does not exist. It's the total neglect of children's diet and man behavior. But one slightly good news story, I do try to find them, not many. And it gives a list here of Daniel Mitchell, the 10 states with the best tax systems and the 10 worst. It's not usually the kind of stuff we deal with, but I'm amazed to find some of the states on this list. And he's saying, yesterday I wrote about the newest addition to the Economic Freedom of the World, which is my favorite annual publication. And it's saying here, not far behind is the Tax Foundation. Well, that's just pushing his organization. But anyway, here are the best and worst states. The 10 best states in this year's index are based on what? The state's tax structure, the measure of total taxes paid is relevant, but other elements of tax system also can be enhanced or harmed by competitors. But anyways, they're saying Wyoming, number one, Alaska, number 2, South Dakota, number 3, Florida, 4, Montana. I would think Montana is top quality of life on every level. New Hampshire, Oregon, Utah, Nevada, and the 10, and Indiana. 10 lowest ranking states for tax this year were Vermont, Ohio, Minnesota, Louisiana, Iowa, Arkansas, Connecticut, New York, California, of course, and New Jersey. But there's another list here, which my friends in Texas, which is a Texas radio station, Republic Broadcasting, no income tax states. I did not know that there's so many of them. No income tax is Alaska, Florida, Nevada, Tennessee, New Hampshire, Texas. Why, I presume there's no income, probably high sales tax. Texas, Wyoming, South Dakota, Washington, and that's that list there. But I did not know that, the North and South Dakota have their own state bank and almost have a different financial system. And the states and such are not in dire debt like other states, but they are fracking the Bakken oil from through 3 miles down, which they'll pay a price for in years to come. Because there's a fundamental principle of water and fluid in nature. It's called hydraulics. Naturally occurs. And the fracking chemicals they're pushing down to get the oil out, it's supposed to be the best oil, quality oil, sweet oil in Dakota. It will come back up and destroy the water in years to come. That's for sure. And again, I try to get people on from that. From Williston, North Dakota, which is the epicenter of it. And I had 3 attempts and 3 of them backed out at the last minute. I don't know what they were afraid of. I just wanted them to report on the boom and how it affected their lives. But they wouldn't come on. But another thing I haven't dealt with in a long time is the cashless society. CIBC, a huge Canadian bank, was offline all day, proving again the dangers of a cashless society. And Daisy Luther writing this article, and she's saying here, the 29th of, did you read this week's article? Excuse me. And she's saying, yesterday, CIBC reported a systems issue that prevented customers from logging onto their accounts. Sorry. Take a drink. She's saying about CBC shutting down for the day. CIBC, the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, is one of the 5 biggest banks in Canada. Yesterday just happened to be the day that people received welfare, unemployment benefits, social insurance payments, like American Social Security, Canadian pension systems, and disability payments landed on the accounts of recipients that day. Customers could still use the ATMs and point-of-sale features, but were unable to log into their accounts to check balances, transfer money, or make online payments. The sentiments of normally patient Canadians online were tense. Okay. The system was restored about 8 a.m. last night, but wasn't soon enough for people who wanted to pay their bills and due dates to make an incident. I'll just add in the thing I had this week. I paid a car dealer for repairs of my car this week. A very trustworthy guy. It wasn't his fault. So much cash and 2 post-dated checks inside of 2 weeks. And he inadvertently lodged them by mistake before the date, a week before the date, and the bank cashed them. So posted, and I tackled the bank involved and had a long conversation with a junior creature who didn't really know what he was talking about. So post-dated checks mean nothing in the UK now. The bank get hold of it and the code numbers on it. I wish they do the numbers on it. They'll just ram it right through. So post-dated checks, a waste of time in the UK. They'll cash it on you immediately if it's lodged. Meanwhile, CIBC wanted to move everything online. Ironically, this online banking catastrophe occurred a day after Victor Dodig, D-O-D-I-G, the CEO of CIBC, predicted that nearly all transactions would soon be taking place online. Really? Almost all transactions will soon be conducted remotely, he said, rather than in person, as customers continue to take more of their business and daily lives online. Well, in the UK, they're closing banks at a rate of knots, and they're actually pulling the cash machines off the streets as well. This town here, I live in, had no cash machine for 6 months. It was vandalized, and people having to go to the post office to do complicated transactions back into their bank. But that's a war on cash in the UK as well. I'm coming to a story of what's going on in India, which is absolutely obscene. But to say that bank giving out their propaganda, We're seeing 87% of transactions now being done remotely. This is in Canada. And we think it's going to get to 96% over the next 4 to 5 years. But perhaps this migration has more to do with CIBC closing branches, physical locations where you can walk in and see a teller are going the way of the Canadian penny. Yeah, absolutely. And since before 2000, CIBC has been closing dozens of branches every year. And it isn't just CIBC that's closing branches in Canada. It's a trend right across all the five big banks, sure. So the question is, do Canadians actually prefer online banking, or do they have no other choice due to physical location closures? Well, 80% of Canadians live within 100 miles of the U.S. border. All the cities are in urbanization, is very close to the U.S. border. Rural must be hell in rural Canada, that's for sure. But anyway, that story goes on and on and on. It's a long piece we don't need to do. But anyway, we're coming up to the third break today, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Third break today, the last few minutes of this hour. So just to fill in two financial stories before we finish this hour. Again, all this carry on in Washington and all the trivial news on top of that that they cover across the networks and the mainstream media. Two shocking stories. The stock market has just crashed in Italy. It's gone down a horrendous amount. And Argentina has panic raised interest rates to 65%. Well, both Argentina and Brazil are in shocking financial state. That in the ninth largest economy in the world, the finest financial markets are crashing, and the 21st largest economy in the world, with the world's the central bank has raised interest rates, that's Argentina, to 65% to support a currency that is completely imploding. While the mainstream media in the United States continues to be obsessed with all things Kavanaugh, an international financial crisis threatened to spiral out of control. Stock prices are falling and currencies are collapsing all over the planet. But because the U.S. has been largely unaffected so far, mainstream media is mostly choosing to ignore what is happening. But the truth is that it is deadly, deadly serious. And this is Michael Schneider writing this article. And he runs a permanent information piece called The Economic Collapse, which is a long-term effect going on for the last several years. It's been going on since 2008 in a peculiar way that has never happened before. But the financial crisis in Italy threatens to literally tear the EU apart. And South America has become an economic horror show. The situation in Brazil continues to get worse. And the Central Bank of Argentina has just raised interest rates to 65%. Well, that's the end of economic life when that happens. And in Venezuela, starving people are literally eating cats and dogs in order to survive. How bad do things have to get before people will start paying attention? On Friday, Italian stocks had their worst day in more than 2 years, and it was the big financial stocks that were on the cutting edge of the carnage. I wonder will he get to the point that the big central banks, the Federal Reserve, the EU Central, the European Central Bank, and the IMF and the World Bank are behind this push to punish these countries for moving away from the petrodollar and other activities as well. The bond markets is also suffering. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Italian bond jumped on Friday morning trading. The yields more inversely moved inversely to price with higher yields. Okay, that's big financial information, blah, blah, blah. So what sparked the sudden sell-off? Well, the new Italian government and the EU are at odds with one another, and the European elite were greatly displeased with the Italian approved a new budget that was far larger than anticipated. The EU want control of each country's budget, and they want to set up their own army, and they want to keep locking people into the euro, which four countries need to get out with a screaming urgency. And those four countries are Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Greece, which should have never been in the euro in the first place. It's far too strong a currency for them, and it's causing havoc, like 55% youth unemployment. Said it's easy to criticize Italy, but what we are doing here in the United States is just as bad, if not worse. A new $854 billion spending bill just got pushed through in D.C. and is going to continue to explode the size of our national debt. Well, the interest payment on the debt is the same size as the military budget in the United States. It's an article I have here somewhere. We're going down the exact same path that all these other nations have gone down. And in the process, we're literally committing national suicide, Michael Schneider says. Just look at what is happening in Argentina. Years of wild spending have resulted in the economy that is in deep recession. The Argentina peso has lost 50% of its value this year. Okay, coming up to the top of our break. And we should be back in 2 minutes or so.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.